This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a conversation with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilian lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Assam beginning today. During his visit, Mr. Modi will launch multiple development projects worth over 47,800 crore rupees in the state. The Prime Minister will reach Kokrajhar in the afternoon and will perform Bhumi Pujan, lay foundation stones and flag off projects worth 4,570 crore rupees. On the same occasion, the PM will lay the foundation stone of a railway periodic overhauling workshop in Kokrajhar and will also flag off three new trains, Kamakhya Charlapalli Amrit Bharat Express, Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express and Narangi Agratala Express. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also release 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi from Guwahati today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer an amount of 18,640 crore rupees from Guwahati directly into the bank accounts of about 9 crore 32 lakh farmers through DBT. I would also like to inform that this scheme was launched in February 2019 and since then more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers' accounts through DBT. With the release of the 22nd installment, this amount will increase to more than 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees.
Following directives issued through a notification from the central government, the supply department has urged residents to use cooking gas and petroleum products such as petrol and diesel judiciously. In a statement, the department cited a new notification from the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas stating that the country currently maintains adequate stocks of cooking gas, petrol and diesel along with sufficient reserves. However, the ministry also noted that the situation in the Middle East remains unstable due to an ongoing conflict. In view of this uncertainty, the supply department has advised the public to use cooking gas and other petroleum products economically to help prevent any potential supply disruptions in the future. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed serious concern over the escalating crisis in West Asia, warning that the situation poses a major threat to global peace and security. In a social media post, Guterres said the unfolding conflict has caused immense suffering for civilians and urged all sides to move towards de-escalation and dialogue. U.S. Central Command has confirmed that an American military refueling plane went down in Iraq and rescue efforts are underway. The military said in a statement, KC-135 aircraft was part of the operation against Iran, but the crash was not due to hostile fire or friendly fire. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the West Asia, said that two aircraft were involved and that one landed safely and the other went down in western Iraq. U.S. Treasury Department has announced that it is taking steps to further ease sanctions on Russian oil as crude prices surge during the Iran war. The Treasury Department said that it is granting a license that authorizes the delivery and sale of some sanctioned Russia crude oil and petroleum products for the next month. Sumit Antil has won gold medal in men's javelin throw at the World Para Athletics Grand Prix 2026 in New Delhi yesterday with a throw of 69.25 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.